You are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to share with you today again the good things that God is doing at Worth Baptist Church. Summertime is revival time with us. All throughout the days of the summer, God has blessed in a marvelous way, in a spirit of revival. Never before have we seen the Spirit of God so at work. Never before have our hearts been so wonderfully blessed, and never before has Christ been more real than we have seen and experienced His presence during the days of summer, 1974. We'll soon be approaching the fall season, and we're looking forward to the greatest period of growth in the history of our church. As we have announced before on the broadcast, recently we purchased some 14 acres of ground adjoining the Fort Worth State School, just 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 at Campus Drive. We're looking forward to going in that direction. We want you to join with us in prayer that God will open the doors and that we will be able to move even in the near future toward building our new plant and doing greater things for God than ever before. In the meanwhile, right at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you to come today and share the blessings of God with us. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is carefully supervised, and we have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The Bible only is our textbook, and we study the Word of God week after week here in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service at 7. We invite you to come and share with us in all of the good things that God is doing at Worth Baptist Church. Indeed, we are experiencing spiritual renewal in the days of summer revival. Once again, let me admonish you to be in prayer that God will send a great revival to America. These are crises days. The troubles and the problems that we have in Washington are reflected in our own city and in our own state. And we believe as never before that Christians all over America today, on this Sunday, August the 18th, should join in prayer that God's will be done in our governmental affairs. Our trouble is far greater than we perhaps even realize. And our nation is facing its most crises days this week. Let's pray that God's will be done and that the Spirit of God would move in the hearts of people all over the nation, in places of government, in religion, in education, in our economics, in all phases of national and local life. Let's pray that God would revive our hearts and God would bring America back to her knees. This is the great need of the hour. And let's join together in prayer that the spirit of revival would break out all over America and around the world in these troubled days. Pray today and pray this week as you've never prayed before that God's will be done in all of the affairs of Congress and of the Senate and of the presidency and in all areas of our governmental life. I admonish you to pray and pray that God's will might be done. And we invite you to write us this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, He is Coming Again. Last Sunday on the broadcast, my message was entitled, He Came. The message today is a sequel to that message, He is Coming Again. We shall read from the book of Acts, chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, as never before, we feel the need of Thy presence and Thy power. We know that America needs a spiritual awakening. We know that this land of ours needs to be stirred by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is our prayer that Thy will might be done in all areas of our national and local life. In these days of governmental crises, it is our prayer that the Holy Spirit would move in the hearts of every person concerned. And in all of the hearts of Americans, may we all be willing for Thy will to be done. And may we experience in these days a national repentance, a national revival, a national turning to Thee. Now bless this broadcast in this hour. And through it all, may the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone receive all the honor and all the glory and all the praise, is our prayer in His wonderful name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Acts chapter 1 at verse 9 we read, "And when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven." He is coming again. Oh, I'm so glad that I can report to you from the Word of God today that Jesus Christ is coming again. He went away, but not to stay. He's coming back again. We preach today because we believe the Bible to be true. We believe the Word of God is inspired, infallible, and inerrant. We believe that all 1,189 chapters of the 66 books are inspired of God. We worship because our souls reach out to God for help. We sing because we are happy. We live because Christ Jesus lives in us. We go because souls are dying around the world. We give because God gave His Son for us. We pray because we need the communion with the Almighty, and prayer is our station of communion with Christ. We love because God first loved us, and God has shed abroad His love in our hearts. We are here in this moment and in this hour because of the grace of God. We are saved because Christ died for us, and we have a blessed hope because of the promise of our great God. And my friends, today I hasten to tell you that our hope is not in Washington. Our hope is not in Austin. Our hope is not in Wall Street. Our hope is not in the military stockpile. Our hope is not in a balanced budget. Our hope is not in a stabilized economy. Our hope is not in a program of environment. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His return for His own. I've entitled my message, "He's Coming Again." I believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is personally, visibly, actually, literally, truly, really coming again. I believe it because He said so, and His word is true. In John 14 at verse 1 we read, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." I believe it because of the word of the angels, and angels do not lie. From my text I read a moment ago, the angel said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into the heaven? This same Jesus is coming again." I believe it because of the word of John, the beloved apostle, from the Isle of Patmos. He wrote in Revelation 1:7, "Behold, He cometh, and every eye shall see him, and also they which pierced him. And all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. I believe it because of what Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul wrote, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of Christ shall not precede them that are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The Bible is replete with prophecies concerning his coming again. Every time his first coming is mentioned once in the Scripture, his second coming is mentioned 8 times, and one out of every 25 verses in the Bible speak of the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, Behold, I come quickly. Who is this who said, I come quickly? It is Jesus. It is the same holy face that did shine on yonder's Mount of Transfiguration. It is Jesus with the same nail-pierced hands that he received from the cross. It is Jesus whose voice stilled the waves and calmed the fears in the hearts of his followers. It is Jesus who was born of a virgin, the God-man and the man-God. It is Jesus, the great physician who heals all diseases. It is Jesus, the burden-bearer who bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. It is Jesus, the bright and morning star who shines brighter than Orion and all the constellations in the heavens. It is Jesus, the lily of the valley, whose fragrance is far sweeter than all the perfumes of earth. It is Jesus, the rose of Sharon, whose beauty excels all the flowers in nature's garden. I repeat, it is Jesus Christ, God's Son, who's coming again. His coming will be in 2 phases. In phase 1, he will come in rapture for the saints. And in phase 2, he will come in revelation with the saints. Let's consider the rapture. In the rapture, Jesus will come as a thief in the night. He will come suddenly to take away the pearl of great price. He will come magnetically to transport the believers to their heavenly home. He will come as the grave opener to raise those who have died in the faith. His coming in rapture will be before that great and awesome day of the tribulation period. As Enoch was translated, as Noah was put into the ark of safety, and as Lot was taken out of the world, before fire and brimstone, or taken out of Sodom and Gomorrah, before fire and brimstone fell upon the earth, even so God will translate his people out of this world and into heaven before that great and terrible and notable day of the Lord's wrath does come. The Bible says, two shall be in bed, one shall be taken and the other shall be left. The Bible says, two shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. The Bible says, two shall be working in the field, one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. My friend, I want to stop right now in this message to ask you a very personal, a very pointed, and a very pertinent question. Are you ready for his coming? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have your sins been forgiven? Have you been pardoned? Have you been born again? Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? Do you know him today? Are you looking for his return? The Bible says, unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without a sin offering unto salvation. Are you ready for his return? Our Lord Jesus may come at any moment. He may come at any hour. He may come at any day. He may come while this broadcast is going on. He may come before you eat breakfast. He may come before you pillow your head tonight. He may come before another sun rises tomorrow. Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming suddenly. He's coming with a shout. He's coming with the voice of the archangel. He's coming with the sound of the trumpet. He's coming to steal away His people. His coming in rapture will end the day of grace and will usher in that awesome day of Jacob's trouble. We call it the tribulation period, the most awesome day the world has ever known. And my friend, you do not have to remain here to go through that terrible, awesome night of God's judgment. But you can, by simple, childlike faith in the Savior, be forgiven of all your sins. You can be born into the family of God. You can be ready when the Lord Jesus Christ comes again, and it may be at any moment. I repeat, He is coming in the first phase, in rapture, for the saints. And then in the second phase of His coming, our Lord Jesus Christ is coming in revelation with the saints. That coming will be open. He will come publicly. He will come visibly. He will come to the earth. In that day His feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives. He will come triumphantly. He will come victoriously. He will come with all His saints. He will come in power and great glory. He will come in the Shekinah cloud of God's glory. He will come to establish His kingdom of righteousness and peace over all the earth. And from the city of Jerusalem to the ends of the earth, our Lord Jesus Christ will reign. That coming, His coming in revelation, to establish His kingdom upon the earth, will follow the tribulation period. And our Lord Jesus Christ will come and establish His literal, visible kingdom upon the earth. But someone says, Jesus has already come. Oh, no. No, no, He has not come. Yet, go to the cemetery. Have the dead been raised? No. Have the angels appeared? No. Have the saints been translated? No. Has the trumpet sounded? No. But I admonish you today to look up. For in such an hour as men think not, the Son of Man is coming. Jesus Christ is coming. And in a day and in an hour when men are not looking for Him, when men are despising the prophecy of His return, when men are ignoring the principles of His word, when men are ignoring the offer of His salvation and His love and mercy, our Lord Jesus Christ is going to come. He's coming in a cloud of glory, the Bible says, in the Shekinah glory of God. You see, when He came the first time as a babe in a manger, He put off His glory. When He comes again, He will put on His glory. All of the majesty, all of the might, all of the power, all of the honor, all of the glory of God shall be His when He comes again. And my friend, I want you to be ready for that return. He is coming as a bridegroom for His bride. He is coming as the captain of the Lord's host. He is coming as King of kings and Lord of lords. He's coming as the Prince of Peace. He is coming as the great God of the universe. All over the world today, men are expecting something from each other. Men want a balanced budget. They want higher wages, a better home, a better car, better clothes, a better job. And all of these things are fine. But, beloved, the most important thing is what's going to happen after all of these have lost their value, after all of these earthly things have passed away, after all these temporal things have vanished and deteriorated and rotted and gone into decay. The only thing that's really going to matter is the eternal condition of your soul. The Bible tells us that men are born in sin. The Bible tells us that men can be saved. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is coming. That hour may be much sooner than we think. Oh, what a wonderful day it's going to be all of our trials and all of our burdens and all of our heartaches and all of our crises will end then. And we shall forever be with the Lord. Remember the promise of Jesus, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. My friend, that's His wonderful promise to you. And I want you to be ready. I want you to be saved. I want you to be looking for His return. I have this footnote to my message, and I shall be through. Jesus Christ is coming, and He is coming soon. It may be at morn when the day is awaking, when sunlight through shadows and darkness is breaking, that Jesus will come in the fullness of glory to receive from the world His own. O Lord Jesus, how long, ere we shout the glad song, Christ returneth, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. My friend, Jesus Christ may come today. If you have never trusted Him, if you are not a Christian, if you've never been saved, I admonish you in this moment to bow your head, to pray the sinner's prayer, to confess your sins to God, to ask Him to save you for Christ's sake. Just open the door of your heart right now and let the Lord Jesus Christ come in. And then you can be ready for His return. May the Lord bless you as you do it right now. As we leave the broadcast, may I remind you once again that it would be our joy to see you today in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, in the morning worship service at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7, here at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilberger Street in Fort Worth. So until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.